Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here. The title of this podcast is called Clarifying Your Assignment. You know, one of the stories that I love is when my grandson, Caden, when he was around three, said, "I'm winning too," when I was trying to motivate him to speed up as we were trying to leave the park. And I said, "Hey, Caden, I'm winning." And he said, "I'm winning too." And what's amazing about that story is that he was winning as a three-year-old. He was looking at rocks. He was looking at leaves. And he wasn't in the same race that I was in. And, you know, just as we think about that, as we think about the topic of clarifying our assignment, we really need to understand what our assignment is or what race we're in. Because if we don't understand that, and that's where we can move into discouragement through comparison of other people. And so just a few things that I want to say on that. And I do sense Holy Spirit is really helping us to focus on what we're called to do. Now, certainly we know that we're all unique. In general, 1 Corinthians 12 likens the church to a body. We're different parts of the body. There's great lessons there about us being who we are, not trying to be who somebody else is. Romans 12, I believe it's verses 6 through 9 in that area, talks about different ministry giftings or motivating factors in our life, whether it's leadership, giving, serving, teaching, etc., mercy. And so understanding who we are, understanding how we're wired is really important, and going after what makes us alive is important. But I want to talk about just the fact that in different seasons of our lives, we have different assignments. Sometimes our assignments are very outward. People notice them. Sometimes they're more secret. And the more faith we're able to put into that what I'm currently doing is important is actually the more impact we're going to have. The person who believes their assignment is important and impacting, their assignment is important and it is impacting. The double-mindedness of just feeling like we're insignificant, that thing is what robs us from really moving forward and making that impact. One story that I like is in 2 Kings 9, where the servant of Elisha anoints Jehu, and Jehu has an assignment, and he rides furiously. And his assignment was to take out Jezebel. And I just see over you even today, the Lord is helping you. He's helping you to know. And I believe even as you ask today, okay, Lord, what is it that I'm to do in this season? What are you calling me to do? Who are you calling me to encourage? What am I to focus on? And as we do, what am I to focus on? Then we'll get our eyes off of what doors are not opening. I know in my life, one of my challenges has been I focus on what I can't do rather than what opportunities are before me. And let's just really get this out here. Almost all of us here who are listening to this, there's more things that we want to do. We wish people would empower us more, trust us more, give us more opportunities. We wish God would give us more opportunities. But if we build the wall that's in front of us and we see the people that he's given us, we see what we can do, we see how little things make a difference. I want to do small things in a great way. So I bless you today. I bless you with revelation on your assignment. I believe as you ask Holy Spirit, Lord, what is the assignment of this hour? Get ready to write. because you are vital. You are important. You're part of a big plan of what God's doing. It's way bigger than you know. God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.